The following was brought to you by Laugh-Room Literacy Studios. Read it with a smile.
The year Father Time forgot.
Written and narrated by D.M.W. Lewis. 2016. Father Time loved taking naps. It was his best skill, other than keeping time. For thousands of years, Father Time has kept the world on perfect time. He works holidays, weekends, and even his own birthday. Having a good alarm is what has helped him for so long. Before people had electricity, a rooster used to wake him up. It would crow during the day when he needed a reminder to go do something. In the 1800s, Father Time had a nice wind-up watch that kept him on track. In the 1980s, he got his first digital alarm clock. Staying on track and keeping time right had never been easier. A few years ago, the smartphone craze caught up with Father Time. He visited an electronics store that had lots to choose. Their company had something to do with fruit, but he was so old, he wasn't quite sure.
Huh?
After hours of standing around, he finally walked out with his first Mi phone. The state-of-the-art clock made sure he was able to keep time down to the nanosecond. Father Time never had it easier, or so he thought. Last year, something crazy happened. It was New Year's Eve. Father Time was taking one of his old people naps. He had trouble staying awake until midnight, so he set his alarm to go off at 11:58. It would be just enough time to adjust the world clock and start the new year. At the same time, a computer hacker broke into the computer of that same fruit company. They deleted lots of files. Father Time's alarm never went off. At midnight, the ball never dropped. The new year never began.
The year Father Time forgot.
Written and narrated by D.M.W. Lewis. 2016. This production was brought to you by Laugh-Room Literacy Studios. Read it with a smile.